Most types of plastics can no longer be recycled on Hawaii Island. In this installment of the HPR series Trashing the Islands, we look at the future of recycling on Hawaii Island amid changing geopolitics and what can be done with all those plastics that recyclers are no longer taking. This quiet office park in Keaau is the last stop for Hawaii Island's recyclables. Private contractor Business Services Hawaii sorts and packages materials collected by Hawaii County and ships them off-island to be sold and processed. But in October, the company said it could no longer afford to accept most plastics. When countries like China and Malaysia stopped accepting many recyclable materials, their market value plummeted. Recycling programs around the country were suddenly losing money. But that's not the whole story. Danny Berger with the Hawaii Island nonprofit Recycle Hawaii says, local contamination was just as important.
We could see that a lot of plastics still had food on it. There were paper towels, so just really not great grade items. There was plastic furniture in there, and so these were all contamination.
Contamination refers to dirty and non-recyclable materials thrown in with the good stuff. According to the county, as much as 25% of the recyclables were contaminated, which makes them more expensive to process. Hawaii County is still recycling glass, cardboard, and brown paper. Everything else goes to the island's landfill north of Kona. When asked if the county will be able to continue its recycling program in the face of international market pressure, Mayor Harry Kim has a short answer.
We have to. And I have hope that people will find a better way to use waste, like plastic especially, that we will use it less, though the overall quantity will go down.
But how exactly to do that remains an open question. Transitioning to a biodegradable plastic substitute like bamboo or bioplastic is one possibility. Disposable products could then be diverted from the landfill to an industrial composting facility the county is developing. But there's also another option.
We've collected probably about 1,000 pounds of waste plastic so far.
East Hawaii resident David Marcus is the founder of Puna Precious Plastic, the first local chapter of an international organization trying to repurpose used plastics.
The long-term goal would be to have a recycling facility, an actual large-sized building where people could come and drop off their plastics, where it could be sorted, shredded, and then remanufactured on site.
Puna Precious Plastic has already organized 4 plastic drives that collected materials from across Hawaii Island. The effort is supported by private citizens who donate their time, labor, and land for storage. Haoli Yachman is one of those volunteers. He says precious plastic offers a way for communities around the world to address plastic pollution without having to ship it overseas.
This is something real, and if we can take care of it here, well, who's to say that we can't take care of it island-wide, statewide, globally?
With the help of a local manufacturer, the group has already purchased the machinery it needs to begin processing collected plastic. In the meantime, Business Services Hawaii will still accept clean Type 1 and Type 2 plastics for recycling, and redemption centers will continue taking high-5 beverage containers. Everything else will end up in the West Hawaii landfill, at least for now. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty from Hilo.